Hey, horror, wine, and crime. Welcome back to another episode. Lo's dancing. You guys can't see, but she's doing like a little intro dance. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now that we've officially started, I was saving it for you guys so we could start together.
It's such a beautiful noise. One of my favorite noises.
For many reasons.
Yeah. Tell the people what you're drinking.
This is the Smirnoff Ice Zero Raspberry. Zero sugar.
So good.
So I feel like I can have double the amount because there's like no sugar. You know what I mean? Like,
you really could, honestly. You could even like quadruple.
You get pulled over drinking one. Like, but officer, there's zero sugar in it. It's fine.
There's literally no sugar at all, so I could totally drive. We do not condone that.
You can go ahead and get out of the car.
You are arrested.
Yep. So
I'm excited because before we hit record, Lo informed me that she has a story to tell, and I can't wait any longer. I just need you to immediately start telling it.
Okay. Well, we got to start from a little bit from the beginning. So over the weekend, I went to Nashville. It was a sister trip, just the two of us, no kids, no husband, just the girls. We had an amazing time. When I say Nashville kicked my ass, it kicked my ass.
It does that.
Oh, we went hard. We got in late, crammed them in, didn't eat dinner, drank our dinner. Okay, like
that's when bad decisions happen.
Yeah, it took us going to Nashville to realize that at our age, we not like them. So yeah, we tried to hang out in the clubs and we're like, fuck. But it was a good time. We got to see Post Malone. That was the whole point of the trip. When I say 60% of the plane coming home, they were all coming back from the Post Malone concert.
That's amazing. I love
that. Yeah, it's crazy. They all had the hoodies on, which I'm kind of sporting right now. Oh, nice. Yep. It's this country one.
I love it.
And so a lot of people had them on. Actually, a lot of people were in the white one that we really wanted. But one, the lines for the hoodies were like crazy long, like at least a 2-hour wait to stand in line. I'm not kidding.
You waited 2 hours?
No. This is why we didn't get the white one. The white one was $125 for a dang hoodie, which I was kind of skeptical on spending that much anyway. And yeah. I waited for the show to start, and I like Post. I really like his country album. But my sister is more of the huge, like, loves this man with everything she's got. So while he sang a song I didn't recognize, I ran out there, bought the hoodies, and then brought them back to her seat after the show
started. Oh, smart. Honestly, smartest thing you could have done. Because, yeah, those lines, can't imagine.
So, yep, we did a little bit of Post Malone, and he's gone country, and this is kind of my jam right now. Tiffany's for a little sermon with Bethany. Now I'm sitting at a bar on 17th and I'm gone. With them cold ones coming in this wild feeling of my lungs, I got fuck you money, girl. Come on and get you some. And it's hard to walk a straight line when they carry it up them jeans. I'm just looking for the right. It is Post Malone and Tim McGraw, y'all.
So good.
It's magic. It's a vibe, okay? It's a vibe.
That is a vibe.
And his other one with I Had a Little Help with Morgan Wallen, and then he's got another one, which came out on the stage. Surprise guest, Blake Shelton showed up.
Oh, cool.
So that was a fun weekend. However, my funny story is Crystal, you know your girl is awkward as shit. Okay. You know, like.
Oh, same.
I wish in that moment I would have been wearing my Meatball Problems hoodie.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait. What is happening?
So we're on the airplane and my sister, she booked the seats. Okay. Didn't even get me Comfort Plus. God.
So rude.
Like, totally kidding on that. But right. So not only did that happen, I was literally the very last seat, wall, window, and then bathroom right behind me. Like, I couldn't get any farther back. And I'm not sitting with her. She's in front of me, and I'm sitting next to these two ladies. The two ladies are very nice. She's listening to me and my sister banter. We're kind of laughing. I'm telling my sister I'm going to kick her seat all the way home. And she's telling the guy, she's like, yeah, she was worried about not being in Comfort Plus. How do you think she's feeling now back there? And I'm like, so, okay, whatever. It's only an hour and a half flight. Not that big a deal. I watched actually the same movie. I started it on the way there and then finished it on the way home.
Nice.
I had already seen it, but it was my vibe. So I did the whole Aaron Brockovich movie because great movie.
Right.
So my movie ended and I'm starting to feel a little like a little turbulence or whatever. I started to feel just kind of nauseous a little bit, like tired. And so I decided to close my eyes. Okay. Now we're landing and we're the very last seat. Right. So, you know, it's going to take like forever to get off the plane because everybody stands so up in all those rows. You know what I mean?
Like you're literally like last.
Yes. So I'm leaning forward like this. Like with my head on the seat in front of me and I'm looking down and I'm just like scrolling on my phone, just trying to like chill.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I hear the people next to me talking, but I didn't really put it together. Next thing I know, the pilot comes. He's like, ma'am, are you going to get off the plane? I look up and the plane is empty. I'm the only one sitting there.
Wait, what happened to the people next to you?
They left. They weren't with me. They didn't care to ask.
Were you in a window seat?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I was picturing you in like the aisle and I'm like, how did they get past you?
No, I said, cause I was like the window and then like corner, like very last seat.
That so that's so funny.
The captain, he's an older guy and he comes and he says, ma'am, he's like, you're coming? And I was like, oh my gosh. And he's like, you're not gonna go home, but you can't stay here. So now I'm embarrassed. I got my big old bulky backpack because I had it under my seat, right? So yeah. I'm trying to get it on. Then the flight attendant, she's like, ma'am, did you have a hat with you? I left my cowboy hat on the ground. Gosh. I go to pick it up. Then I drop my Coke. So I pick up my bottle and I just looked at her and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, one day I will have my shit together. So like I'm walking and then the pilot is ahead of me and I catch up and I'm standing behind him. He's talking to the other flight attendant and he's like, man, he's like, this was the longest departure of people. Like, was everybody sleeping on the plane? Fuck. And the stewardess kind of like looks, he turns. He's like, have a nice day, man. Like, I'm so sorry.
Because it was you holding it up.
Well, no, it was just everybody, I guess. But I just felt even more awkward because I'm still like trying to get off the plane. I'm like carrying my pop bottle, carrying my hat, trying to get my backpack. I'm like, what is my life? I'm literally, like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
That's like straight up out of a movie.
My sister's just standing there like, I'm like, oh my God. And I was telling her and she just started laughing. I was like, I didn't feel good. So I had my head down and I zoned, you know what I mean? Like I just didn't hear. Like,
so funny.
I'm like, oh my God. I didn't get off the plane. Next thing I know, I'm like back in Nashville.
I was going to say, good thing they like saw you. Because if you were in the very back and like your head was ducked, like what if they weren't paying attention and they just like took off?
No shit. Oh my God. I was just dying because he's like bitching about everybody and I'm still behind him.
You're still walking. You're like, sorry.
Oh, so Meatball Problems.
Literally, you needed that sweatshirt in that moment.
I did.
That's amazing. And I feel you because I feel like that would happen to me too. So I feel your pain, but I can totally just see that happening. And that's so funny.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Way to cherry, cherry on top of your end of your trip, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Yep.
Had to go out with a bang.
Yep. Tomorrow awesome. Is Witch's Night in Oxford. I'm going with a girlfriend, and she's like, I'll get dropped off because we're going to drink. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, still trying to recover from my last weekend.
You're like, I'll just stick to the sodas.
Let's just not do screwball shots, okay?
Yeah, take it easy. Are you dressing up?
Yeah, I'm just gonna get a hat, and I got some leggings, and if my tutu comes on time, I just kind of did like a cute little witch accessories. I'm not doing the whole full hocus pocus dress. It was just so big, and I just didn't feel like a wig, and yeah.
Cute. We'll send pictures.
Will do. So, have you finished Love is Blind?
Yes, I'm caught up now. I know that the reunion is coming out. I don't know if it's coming out this week or
the 30th. I hate that. I'm like used to like binging stuff. Like, stop like breaking it up.
I know. I don't like that they're doing that. I'm like, can we just release it all at once now?
So, real quick, we'll go through it. Love is Blind. Don't like Hannah.
Yeah. She's kind of a bitch.
Too bossy. Too like, no, just stop. Like, you're trying to fix them.
Like, nitpicky.
Yeah. And I feel like she has insecurity issues, and that was her problem, not his.
Yeah. Because he was like so nice the whole time and like didn't do anything.
I loved Ashley Tyler. They were probably my favorite.
Okay, but did you hear the drama with that going on now?
No.
Do you want me to tell you? I feel like they probably will talk about it on the reunion, so I don't know if it'll like spoil anything for you.
We'll go back. You can tell me if you want.
Okay.
Do our listeners want to be spoiled, though? They might have to put a pin. Well, the time this comes out.
I mean, it's all over social media, so it's not like super spoiled. They'll probably just talk about it. I would assume they're going to talk about it, but I don't know.
Okay. Now I'm nervous because I did like them. I feel like this season.
I still like them, but.
Nobody freaking. I can't believe how many people fell apart before the altar.
I know. There was only two. And I'm like, okay, they have to make it all like the two.
Loved Marissa. Thought she was the cutest thing.
Marissa. And oh, me too. Yes.
I did not like Ramses. I thought he was wrong from the get-go. She should have went with the other dude.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her.
The other guy, he was matching her energy. They were both in the, Navy together, or Marines. Which was it, Navy?
I think.
Whichever one it was. They were both in the service together.
Right.
So I felt like they understood each other. They had the same compatibility. His braid annoyed the piss out of me the whole time he was there. He looked like a pirate. Sorry. I wasn't feeling it. And can we talk about the whole time? Like, he's like crying and saying, I love you. Like, can we talk about how his thong is hanging out of his pants?
Wait, why did I not see that? I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
So he wears a thong?
It looked like it was a man thong or like what a steel. It looks like some very tight little underwear.
I never noticed that.
I don't know. I feel like he was too feminine for her. I don't have anything against people that are, guys want to be feminine. That's great. But I feel like she needed more of a tough, because she came from the service and she's got that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She needs a strong person.
Right.
So
her mom seems like a tough person too. So like, I feel like she might vibe better with that.
I did like Taylor and Garrett. Taylor and Garrett were cute.
Yep.
They made me laugh.
Same.
And the other ones, I was just like, whatever. They were just fillers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was confused why the other guy, like in the pods, Leo and whatever the heck her name was, Little Barbie, he proposed to her and then they didn't go on the trip. And I was like, where the heck are they? And so I Googled it and I guess they weren't picked to go be one of the main couple characters. So they like went to Miami by themselves and then they broke up.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, I was like so confused because I'm like, I just saw him propose to her. I'm like, where are they?
I kind of saw it coming because one, he was kind of douchey with that whole situation.
I could not stand him.
For her because he lost Hannah.
Right.
And I didn't like that. And I thought from the beginning she could do better.
100%. And you could just see it on her face when they saw each other in person. She was not feeling him.
Yeah, not really. No.
No, not at all.
Because even when she got back and sat down, she was looking at the ring. She's like, what did
Yeah, she's like, what did I do? So clearly they didn't last. But yeah,
All
crazy
right.
how many of them broke up.
So, what's the Ashley and Tyler tea?
Okay, so you know how he on the sh you know how on the show she found out that he had like surrogate children with
Yeah, he
his
donated those
friend?
puppies.
Yes, and he's told her he's not in the children's lives and you know they don't even know what he looks like and all this
Yeah.
stuff. That is a complete lie because there's pictures of him with them that came out. He like a bunch of pictures. And then the mom, so his friend came out and made a video and she's like, I'm not trying to bash Tyler. Tyler has helped me in so many ways. I love him and appreciate him for everything that he's done. I don't want hate towards him. She's like, but for my kid's sake, I need to like come out and say this. So they had two kids, I believe, like naturally. So like they had sex, right? Then the second, and they were twins. The second kid, he just donated his sperm for her and her wife or her fiance, whatever it was. And then her fiance broke up with her and left. And she was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I have like these kids and yada, yada, yada. So he signs the birth certificate. He lives with her. He had lived with her. They weren't in a relationship because she like identifies mostly as like a lesbian, right? But he was living with them, raising the kids with her. And then he told her he wanted to go on Love is Blind, and she was very supportive. She's like, oh my gosh, yes, I want you to find love. Like, please, like, go have fun. Doesn't hear from him. She tries to like reach out to him, and she has not spoken to him. The kids have not seen him in like a year since like the filming thing happened. So he lied to Ashley and said the kids don't even know what he looks like. He's not a part of their lives.
Oh
And yet he was
man.
living with them and like has a bunch of pictures and like was raising them. And I'm like, that's so shitty of him for obviously for Ashley, but for his fucking kids. Like they're probably like, where did our dad go? You know what I mean? And then they see him on TV and he's like, no, I don't even know them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that I like loved Tyler like the whole time. I'm like he's so great for Ashley. Like they're so sweet together. Like I definitely like they're my favorite couple. But then all this shit comes out and I'm like, why would he lie about that? Why would he
So
not
are
just
they
tell
still
her?
together?
Yeah, I guess she's like defending him on social media. I don't really know, but I'm sure they'll like talk way more into it when they like have the reunion come
And
out.
we don't think that this couple is maybe doing it for 5 minutes of fame to get money or something.
Well, it's just the one, it's just the mom of the kids because the other, her like fiance like broke up with her like years ago or whatever, however long ago it was. So it's just her. I don't know. I watched the video. She seemed very sincere and like there is, so at least part of it's a lie because there are pictures of him with them and he told her that they don't know what he looks like and it's like there are
Okay.
pictures. So part of it's a lie. I
Oh,
don't know about the rest, but yeah.
geez, oh, please. And then there was Steven, who I felt so bad when he did what he did to
Disgusting.
Monica. I'm like, oh my God, like, what is with these
I
people?
don't know. They're terrible.
But
I know. I felt so to like so bad for her. And yeah, I'm like, you weren't even together that long, like, and you're like already doing this. It was just definitely best for her to skedaddle away from him ASAP
for sure.
because he
Okay.
turned out to be a douchebag.
Which, I mean, a lot of them kind of usually do anyway. I mean, you're
That's
falling in
true,
love in like a week and getting married in,
right?
42 days.
Yeah, dark truths come out.
Speaking of dark truths,
Good
funny you should say.
segue.
Wasn't scripted, y'all. That wasn't scripted. Okay.
Impromptu.
Can we talk? My sister brought this up while I was in Nashville, and I had heard a little bit of snippets, and then she brought it up, And then, you know, me and my Snapchat news, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then it came across that I'm watching this video. So then I started looking a little bit online and stuff. Did you hear about the Bay thank you thing going around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all over. I've seen it on my TikTok a lot. Like, everybody's like, and there's so many videos of it. And it is kind of weird.
And it's everybody. So they're saying, if you don't know, that there's like, okay, for a while, people have been saying that they think that Bay is a witch and she does spells and curses. And they think that she's actually killed one of Jay-Z's mistresses in the woods and drank the blood and blah, blah, blah. And
they think that she's, that lady that she killed is Blue Ivy's like actual mother.
Okay. So there's a lot of allegedly. We're going to throw a bunch of allegedly's out here, right?
Oh, 100%.
These are all alleged.
Don't come for us. Rumors, don't come for us, Beyonce.
No, I should be burning some sage.
Yeah, literally the positive
so
vibes back.
This is just hearsay. But before I do, I want to thank you, Beyonce, for being an inspiration to us.
thank you so much. You've inspired the way that I live. I would be nothing without you.
So it's been said that if you don't thank Beyonce at the award ceremony, if you beat her, you'd have to be the, if you're up there and you beat her, have to thank her or something bad happens. And there was a clip and it's everybody from Celine Dion to Rihanna to Drake. There was Britney Spears. There was Katy Perry. It wasn't even Katy Perry wasn't even on stage. She did an interview and they said, oh, how do you feel about beating Beyonce? She's like, oh my God, first of all, thank you, Beyonce. She's like, I love her. She's the queen. Like, and it's just like, nobody will say anything bad about, they're like scared of her, right?
Yeah, which is like, why? That makes you think there is something going on.
So then it goes back to, now people are saying that Kanye actually did what he did. He saved Taylor. He's actually kind of a hero in his own, now that everything's coming out, because he knew that Taylor was not going to do that. And because he didn't want Taylor like sucked into their world, because she was just starting to be big, right?
Yeah.
And he did that to save Taylor.
I have seen that theory too. And I am curious if that's true or not, because I could see it. Too. I mean, if that is true, that's very like noble and stuff. But I don't know if that's true because he's so self-absorbed and like he's so chaotic that I feel like he just did that because he just like wanted to do that. Maybe he was doing it for himself, you know? Maybe he was in some shit with Jay-Z. So he's like, oh, fuck, let me go thank Beyonce.
Now they're also saying, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
That's not even Kanye. That's a clone. They cloned him. The real Kanye is dead or something.
Oh my gosh. All these things. I can't keep up.
And then I was talking to my sister about it. And she was saying that as much as Kanye looks erratic and crazy and all this stuff, if you listen to what he's saying, the words and all the stuff that he's been saying, it actually makes sense. And the truths are coming out, like all the Diddy stuff and all the, like, they were making him look more crazy, but he was actually speaking truths. I don't know. My sister said he's actually a very, very, very smart man. He just doesn't execute it very well.
Right. I feel like socially he needs to work on his delivery for it to like land with more people.
Yeah. And maybe stay away from the Kardashians.
Right.
So, and then when I'm looking at it, it said there was three people that never thanked Beyonce. MJ, Amy Winehouse, and Aaliyah.
Right, and they all died.
And they think that, and there's videos of MJ telling Janet, stay away from Diddy. I met him. I don't trust him. I don't like him. Stay away from his parties. There's a bad vibe. Something is off with this guy. So he was trying to date Janet. He was trying to hit her up and call her, and she dodged him for a very long time. So now it's like, did he take care of Michael?
Right. Because there was some weirdness with his death.
And then Amy Winehouse, I don't know exact a ton about hers. I know she overdosed and she had a very big drinking and drug problem.
Yeah.
We all love the song Rehab, though.
Right.
So I don't know about that. But then there was Aaliyah, which they're saying that one, Jay-Z was pissed at R. Kelly because he wanted Aaliyah, but Aaliyah was wrapped up in R. Kelly, right?
Okay.
And then, so there was beef between Jay-Z and R. Kelly and all that. And then Bae was mad because she wanted Jay-Z, but his eyes were on Aaliyah, right? Now, Aaliyah, now they're saying that these drugs that get in these systems that makes them like passed out and you're so like disoriented. Kind of like they're saying that's what happened to Britney, that VMA award that she went on the stage and it was like a hot mess. She looked so stoned out of her mind. She was
Yeah.
hanging out with Diddy before she went on stage.
Oh my
So
gosh.
they're thinking now her name's all tangled in it. They're thinking he did the same thing to Aaliyah. They put her on a plane. She was passed out. The plane crashed, boom, boom. And they're saying that Jay-Z and Bae took care of her too.
Oh my gosh, what the heck?
And they said, now there's no evidence, allegedly. This is all alleged, okay? This is just word on the streets, okay? It said that there's no evidence that Beyonce cursed her, but there's a conspiracy going around that suggests that she did. And the theory claims that Beyonce knew about the plan by Diddy and Jay-Z to kill her. And it wasn't just her, they wanted to go after Left Eye and Michael Jackson as well. Now, Left Eye got in a car accident. I'm assuming that was just natural car accident.
Yeah.
But that still leaves Michael on the list, and Aaliyah was on the list. So that is two out of the three that didn't say the thank you. You know what I mean?
Weird stuff. Is it a coincidence or is it some dark shit going on?
I have no idea, but I would be scared to be in the record industry right now.
Same. Oh my gosh. It's a very deep, dark place, I feel like.
And I was just telling my girlfriend, I was like, you know, actors and actresses, they have beef and they have issues, but it's not that dark. Not like freaking singers, man. Singers' egos, that's a new level, man. Like,
Yeah, like what is going on? It's actually insane.
right.
Like all this just it and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. And I'm like, is this real life or is this just like so much crazy drama talk that's going on? Like they're talking about like tunnels under people's houses, like going to different things. They have like Starbucks in these tunnels and like these workers are
It was like
talking about
Diddy to
working
Michael
down there.
Jackson's house or something.
Yeah, like I'm like, okay, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, what world do we live in?
It's right.
Crazy town.
Crazy.
Literally crazy town.
And other celebrity headlines. A little bit of tea on Rosie O'Donnell's daughter. She kind of hit the headlines this week too.
Oh.
So we all know Rosie O'Donnell. She's funny. She can make us laugh. We all know her as Doris Murphy from A League of Their Own, which was probably my favorite role she did. I love that movie. She played Becky in Sleepless in Seattle, and then she played Betty in The Flintstones.
Don't
Rosie's
forget
pretty good at.
her role in Tarzan as the monkey.
Okay, and there's Tarzan. Okay, my girl's got a
That
movie. Is
one's
that the one where he's like looking in the water and he's like, "Are you sure this is, what did he say?
Yes.
Safe. It looks kind of
Sanitary. Are you sure this is sanitary?
suspicious to me."
Yeah, that's it.
So she's good at making you laugh, but unfortunately, this story is definitely not a laughing matter. She's definitely not laughing about her daughter these days. So, Chelsea O'Donnell, she's facing three felony counts, two misdemeanors, after she was pulled over earlier this month while driving a vehicle that belonged to a woman with a warrant out for her arrest. Now, Chelsea is 27, and she was charged with possession of methamphetamine, narcotic possession, felony bail jumping, obstructing an officer, possession of drug paraphernalia. She was booked into Ocotano County Jail on October 11th and posted bail 3 days later. During the traffic stop earlier that morning, officers said that Chelsea was visibly nervous and refusing to look the police in the eye. Now, according to the police report, which is obtained by U.S. Weekly, according to the officer, they asked Chelsea where she was going, and she initially stated that she didn't know, then appeared to catch herself and stated to a friend's house. According to the police report obtained by the officer, it said that the friend who she stated she was going to, she did not know. I asked Chelsea who her friend was, and she just said, "I don't know." I asked the passenger for ID, and he did not acknowledge me and kept looking straight. I asked Chelsea if there were illegal drugs in the vehicle. Chelsea stated she wasn't sure if there was or not. Per the police officer who pulled her over, Chelsea has an open felony drug case for multiple counts of drug possession and maintaining drug trafficking at her place. After asking Chelsea to step out of the car, she then tried to throw a meth pipe into a nearby river, but failed as the pipe bounced off a fence, hit the sidewalk, and broke. A police dog also sniffed out the car and detected illegal narcotics. Thought I was the hot mess.
Yeah, this tops it. Doesn't this make you feel better?
It does. It does. Officers searched her vehicle and found used needles in the center console, which Chelsea claimed may belong to her passenger. Maybe, I don't know. Kyle, yeah, he's like, thanks. Kyle Sustrick was also placed under arrest. Later, Chelsea was brought to a local emergency room where she was asked to remove items hidden in her bra to be placed into evidence. Police say that she removed a meth pipe, a pill bottle with pills inside it, and a baggie it appeared to be methamphetamine. The confiscated pills included oxycodone, morphine, and hydrocodone. Her arrest comes after Chelsea called 911 and was booked into Marinette County on September 10th on charges of child neglect, possession of methamphetamine, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. According to the complaint for the search warrant filed by the county deputy, Michael Kales, he obtained by the U.S. Sheriff's Office, which was consistently getting information that Chelsea has been actively using and trafficking meth for her residence. In the same report, officers described her house as gross, unsanitary, ding, 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 with an overall appearance of the house inside and out as unkept, filthy, and noted a strong odor of animal urine, feces, and rotting garbage.
Damn, that's rough.
Girl, this is just, you're about to get angry.
Oh, gosh.
Another deputy continued to say that it was horrible and disgusting. Throughout the house, I saw rotten food, dirty, moldy dishes, milk that stunk so bad that it almost made me puke, dirty diapers, used female hygiene products, unclean underwear with bloodstains, and used razor blades on the floor.
Ugh, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Wait for it. One deputy observed that the hypodermic needles and the meth pipes in plain view, they were in the room belonged to Chelsea's 11-month-old son. Atlas, whom she shares with her boyfriend, Jacob Nylund. Chelsea also shares custody with her ex, Jacob Barusa, with Skylar, who is 5, Riley, who is 3, and Avery Lynn, who is 2. When the police spoke to Chelsea while carrying out the search warrant, they observed she had numerous indicators of recent methamphetamine, and they described her as jittery, sweating profusely, and having dilated pupils that were slow to react to light. Over the following weekend, Rosie broke the silence on Chelsea's arrest on Instagram, and she posted a photo of Chelsea holding one of her children and said, "Chelsea is in the news today. This is a photo from a better time. Here is the family," comment that she wrote. And it said, "Sadly, this is not news for our family. Chelsea has struggled with drug addiction for a decade. We are all hopeful she will find her way out of this deadly disease." And then it had hashtag love, hashtag broken heart, hashtag Alalan, hashtag 10/19/24. Chelsea's due to appear in court November 4th. And Marinetti, words are tough for me today. Marinetti County in November 7th. Now, according to In Touch magazine, the father of the three kids demanded she be stripped from unsupervised visitations following her recent arrest for the child neglect. According to the documents obtained by In Touch magazine, Jacob Barusa asked the court to modify his current custody arrangement that's already in place. September 19th, he asked for that motion. He explained that he had been awarded custody of the kids in 2019. Chelsea and Jacob share three daughters, Skylar, Rose, Riley, and Avery. Chelsea has a son, Atlas, with her current boyfriend, Jacob. In this motion, Jacob said, "Since the entry of the last order affecting legal custody and physical placement in this matter, there has been a substantial change in circumstances concerning the party's minor children. A modification of periods of physical placement in favor of Jacob is necessary because the current custodial conditions have the potential of being both physical and emotionally harmful to the best interests of the parties, the minor children." Jacob's lawyer said it is no longer in the best interest of the parties, the minor children, that Chelsea have unsupervised visits or placement. In this filing, Jacob pointed out that Chelsea had been arrested in September on charges of maintaining drug trafficking, child neglect, possession, and possession of THC. Jacob asked the court to revise the periods of the physical placement to provide that Jacob shall have primary physical placement of the children, secondary physical placement in favor of Chelsea upon such terms as court deems appropriate, including minimum supervised periods of physical placement. The hearing has been set for next month. In Touch magazine also said that they made a call to dispatch to where the operator heard the arguing with a man. The police drove out to Chelsea's house in Wisconsin. And according to the police report obtained by In Touch magazine, the officers arrived to find Chelsea dilated, and the police told them, Chelsea told the police that everything was fine. The police says they indeed were not fine. Crystal, I don't know if you're looking at the doc that I shared, but this is the outside of her house.
Oh my gosh, I see it.
And then wow. When we scroll down, oh, nope, I guess I didn't. I thought I took one from, maybe there wasn't one from the inside. But, like, it looks like no kid should be staying there, like, ever.
No, it looks like an abandoned home.
Yeah.
That's so sad when there's, like, small children involved and they're in such a dangerous, dangerous environment like that. That's so sad.
Oh, yeah. During the search, cops said that they found... This is another article, so it's probably different cops, maybe. I don't know. But it says that they found a meth pipe with meth residue on it. They later found meth on Chelsea. They told her, Chelsea told the police that her boyfriend, Jacob, was inside the home with their 11-month-old. Police found a marijuana pipe on Jacob. The officers, when they went inside the home, one officer described it as disgusting, which the kind of what the other one said. But they said it was rotten food, moldy dishes, milk that stunk so bad, dirty diapers, horrible hygiene, feces, blood stains, razor blades on the floor. He said that it was just so disgusting. Another officer said that inside the bedroom that appeared to be designated for the child's room, there were numerous of used hypodermic needles. Several of them were loaded with blood. There were old apples, garbage, random tools, butane bottles sitting on the floor, all mixed in with the clothing belonging to the children.
Oh my gosh.
During the home of the search, officers found a meth bong and meth pipe that a small child could have easily grabbed. The baby was found near the meth pipe and garbage, according to the report. Chelsea was released on bond a couple of weeks later, then again arrested for her second time after the cops found a meth on her following the traffic stop. Rosie's daughter has yet to post bond and remains behind bars.
Oh my gosh, that is such a terrible, terrible situation. Like, I really, really feel bad that she's so deep into this, and I hope that she gets the help that she needs, but she really cannot be in charge of any of those children at this time. I hope that she gets her life together and she can, you know, get her kids back and reunite with them, but like, they are in such a terrible, that's a horrible environment to have kids in.
Yes, I think that the drug should, the judge, give her whatever time he deems is fair behind bars, right?
Yeah.
Then I would sentence her to a in-house mental stay rehab facility for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, excuse me, the bubbles get to me. then I would say she has to show that she's clean for at least another year before she can get any kind of phone calls, interaction to her children, and then go from there. If she stays clean for those 2 years, and then maybe start with supervised visits. But I would drag it on for at least 5 years before she's alone to take them alone with her. Yeah. But she's got to be sober the entire time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Because the conditions that her little baby was found, her baby's not even a year old. And the fact that there were needles and blood and drugs and everything all over the baby's room and near the baby and rotten food and dirty diet. Like, it's just, oh, yeah, she really needs to get herself together and grow up and not grow up, but like just, I don't know, just get on the right path for her kids, because that is so, so terrible that she got to the point where she put them in that environment.
I will pray for her well-being, and I will pray that she gets the help, and I will pray that these kids get the mother that they truly deserve and that she gets help.
Yeah.
And just really wakes up.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Oh, so sad.
So I'll tell you my one last, we'll talk about our, probably the biggest meat of the story. And then Crystal's got some news to deliver as well. So the next one is, well, everybody knows that 1980, New Kids on the Block, the boy band, it all started. They started boy bands, and Donnie Wahlberg is going to be forever my boy. Okay. Like, but as time's gone by, boy bands kind of had evolutions, right? It went to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and O-Town. And then my child's generation, she's almost 16 now. And my bestie's generation, it was Jonas Brothers and Big Time Rush and One Direction. And let's talk about One Direction. I think we all know where this is going. It's going to be a sad story. In 2010, the band, all the guys individually went on X Factor. But Simon saw something bigger, and just like that, One Direction was born. with songs like Forever Young, What Makes You Beautiful, Up All Night. They took off. They were huge. My daughter, Harry Styles, obsessed. Okay, she went through it. I didn't get it, but hey, teach their own. A lot of people did like him, so obviously there's a vibe, right?
Yeah.
By 2016, they split up and ended up finding their own careers. Now, this is where I'm going to assume, well, I guess if you're a One Direction band, you probably are a fan, you probably love them all. But this is where I would think that Liam Payne kind of grew a little bit into his own. So Liam Payne, he released his first solo album, LP1, on December 6, 2019, with songs like Strip That Down, Get Low, Bedroom Floor, Familiar, Stack It Up, and All I Want for Christmas. I'm pretty sure that one is a remake.
Maybe he put a new one out.
They all do. Every singer's got their version.
Oh, yeah.
So Payne also debuted a solo album influenced by pop, trap, hip-hop, and R&B. It received mixed and positive and negative reviews. So, however, his single that debuted, Strip That Down, reached number 3 on the UK singles chart and number 10 on the US Billboard Hot 100. He said his big influences were Justin Timberlake and Usher. While Payne only released one album, he confirmed that he was working on music for his second studio album. That was in May 2023. He continued to produce singles such as the most recently released Teardrops. That was came out in March, and his last song before he did die. So Liam and Cassidy had their first date in September of 2022. Cassidy and Payne first sparked relationship rumors when they were seen together dressed as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee at a Halloween party in London in October 2022. 2 months later, the couple made their first official appearance at the British Fashion Awards, where they were photographed holding each other. The rumors of the couple's breakup started circulating because they had not been sharing as many photos on social media. And, you know, heaven forbid, if it's not on social media, then they're not together no more, you know. In May of 23, a source told US Weekly that Liam and Kate had broken up. The break was short-lived, though. After a couple months, it was confirmed that they did get back together, reappearing at the Wimbledon tennis tournament in July of 2023. In August of 23, social media influencer posted a selfie on Instagram in honor of Payne's 30th birthday, saying, 30 never looked so good. Happy birthday, love. The couple had since been going seemingly steady, sharing videos on TikTok, doing fit checks, going on dates, attending social events together. Payne received major backlash from friends, though, after she had posted a video and he tagged it or covered up for once in a video. And everyone was saying that he was kind of misogynist and he just got a lot of flack for that. Cassidy quickly came to his side and defended him in a TikTok, admitting that she prompted the comment while they were filming the video and reassured her followers, saying, I kind of just wear whatever I want. He doesn't really care at all. The influencer most recently shared their visit to Argentina on a TikTok, and that was October 13th, just 3 days before his death, and one picture of the late former boy band member on a horseback, and the caption read, I am very grateful for the simple things in life. In September of 2023, Cassidy shared a video detailing the first time she met Payne. It was in South Carolina at a bar. She was working. It was kind of like a cute little meet cute. If you watch the TikTok video, it just kind of has her talking about like how she wasn't even supposed to go into work. It was her day off. But her manager called and was like, Liam Payne's coming. I want you to handle it. And she's just like, shut up. Like, okay. You know, I'll get out of bed for that, you know.
Right.
And she did. And, you know, it took a couple of days, you know, and it's actually a cute little video. She's like, a bunch of things happened, like, you know, something happened while she was, you know, waiting on him, and then her phone died, and then she didn't add the one when she gave him the number, so the phone number looked like it was fake. But then when he figured that she didn't put the one, but then her phone died, and then it took a while for her to get back. So she's like, it was a hot mess in the beginning, but they finally got it together. So it was kind of a cute little, you know, video of her just explaining how they fell in love or started their love journey. And just talked about like how she got nervous. Like, I mean, obviously who wouldn't get nervous waiting on a hot boy band singer.
Right.
So leading up to just before Liam's death, Cassidy and Liam had been in Argentina. They were there. The trip was originally booked for about 2 weeks. She went for like 5 days. Ultimately, she said on October 12th, she flew back home because 2 weeks was just a long time. She has a long, like, it's just, she gets antsy being in one spot for like too long. Like, she right. has her fun, and then it's like, okay, I'm ready to go back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she was like, you know what? I need to go back to Florida. So they were actually there. They were supporting Niall Horan. He was in concert. So they said their I love you, split ways, see you when you get home. Mwah, mwah. Okay. And she left, and then she posted, you know, I'm so happy to be back in the Sunshine State. Just basically, life was good. She posted a travel vlog and basically was talking about how they attended concerts, enjoyed bowling dates, they tried local cuisine, including Argentine Chinese food and Wagyu steak, as well as they indulged in their favorite treats like McDonald's, Oreo, Skittles. And Katie just kind of made a cute little video about it. She said she's very grateful for the simple things in life. And in one post, she added to Payne that she was just savoring a lovely day in Argentina. So after seeing all that and reading all that and the pictures and how much in love they were, it's like, what happened? Like, and I think that's the question everybody's asking, like, what happened? So on October 13th, the call goes out from the hotel stating that someone seems to be very unstable. They're sporadic. They stated that it seems like this gentleman is on drugs. He's drinking. Something's going on. They said they had to carry him to his hotel room because he was making a scene. He was breaking things. It was just very intense, and he's locked himself in a room and they can't get in. They stated that they were scared for him and that he was on the third floor. So obviously news broke that it was Liam who was found dead at the scene, which I heard on other sources, like the TMZ actually posted pictures of him on the sidewalk. Like, it was very bad. So he was only 31. I mean, that's so young.
So young.
Too young to die.
Yeah.
It is stated that he had smashed up his laptop. He had broken other furniture. It doesn't sound like any suspicious or foul play. And it doesn't really sound like suicide either. From what I'm gathering and reading, it sounds like it was just an accidental death. And it sounds like the aggressor was the drugs in his system. He was 31 and he left behind a son who was 7. His name was Bear, and a sister. And his sister, like this poor woman, she learned about her brother's death through a news alert on her phone.
Oh my gosh.
Nicola Payne said that she shared a tribute on Instagram and she praised the singer. And she said that he lived for making people smile and happy. She said, I've posted about Liam and his achievements over all the years. I am so proud of him. He stood now and always. She said, when I saw the news pop on my phone that you'd left us, I went cold. I wanted so much for this to be untrue. I would spend days hoping that it was a mistake, that somebody had got it wrong. You were truly good on this earth. You are an angel who just lived for making people smile and happy. You have always shown kindness to everyone. And it shows just how many people have confirmed what we had always knew. She explained that she didn't own many photos with her and her younger brother. We never wanted you to feel like you were in a room of fans, but you are our biggest fans. But we were your biggest fans always and forever. Your talent alone puts you miles ahead, but also you being you. I've been looking back at the messages from the night that I had my daughter and how excited you were to meet her, the jokes we all shared, the laughter that we all knew we needed. And then his parents he left behind as well. His father said that he's giving all the details of his son's life to the police because they're just trying to figure out, like, what is going on. Authorities say that they are still interviewing witnesses, including hotel workers, acquaintances, technical and medical professionals, and other people linked to Liam through their work. All in an effort to reconstruct the final hours of Liam's life, like what happened and why. The authorities in Argentina also say that Geoff, I'm not really sure how to pronounce his name, his son's body must remain in the country until all the reports are finished before being released by the family. Kate Cassidy posted a tribute on Wednesday, stating, a few weeks ago, we sat outside on a beautiful evening, manifesting our lives together. I keep your note close, even though you told me not to look at it. It said, me and Kate to marry 1 year/engaged together forever. She also posted a series of photos, including one of his handwritten note that said, Liam, I know we'll be together forever, but not in the way we had planned. You'll always be with me. I've gained a guardian angel. I will love you for the rest of my life and beyond, carrying our dreams and memories with me everywhere I go. Forever yours, Caitlin. And then she also did another post and said, I don't even know where to begin. My heart is shattered in ways I can't put into words. I wish I could see the huge impact you've put on the world. Even if it feels so dark right now, you brought so much happiness and positivity to everyone. Millions of fans, your family, friends, especially me. You were so incredibly loved. You are, because I can't say were, my best friend. The love of my life, everyone you touched felt just as special as I did. Your energy was contagious, lighting up everyone in the room. I'm sorry, lighting up every room you walked into. Probably a little bit of both.
Right.
She continued, none of this feels real. I can't wrap my head around this. This is a new reality, not you having you here. I'm struggling to figure out how to live in a world without you by my side. Together, we got to be kids again, always finding joy in the smallest things. Liam, you are the kindest soul and the most fun-loving spirit. It feels like I've lost the best part of my life. I can't imagine a day without your laughter and love. You brought so much light into my life. So there's a lot of sweet stuff going on.
Right. Well, I can't imagine how she feels. It's just, it's not her, like, of course it's not her fault, but I feel like she probably feels so guilty for, like, leaving early.
Oh, probably 100%, but who could have predicted that was...
Oh, absolutely. Happen? Like, she wouldn't have known.
I kind of feel like that's why I don't really believe it is suicide, because it makes it sound like everything was so good, like...
Right. I mean, clearly it probably wasn't so good if he was, like, turning to, like, such heavy drugs, but I don't think, like you said, I don't think he was suicidal. I think he was just on so many different drugs that he was just kind of out of his mind. And one of the things he was on, like, causes, like, a lot of hallucinations. So he might not have just physically known where he was at, and he just probably fell, unfortunately, accidentally.
Right. Exactly. And now real quick, we're going to get into Maya or Maya. I'm not sure which way she pronounces it, but now this woman is getting some heat. Okay. Oh. This is his ex, and they were together for a while. She ended up writing a book that was fiction, but it was based off their relationship. So she went on a podcast and she was promoting the book that she had stated that, so Liam's family, they weren't like angry aggressive, but they were like, can you not release this book? Like, it's not going to be good. His mental health isn't right now. Can we just put a pin in it? You know, it's just too much for him right now. Like, and they weren't saying don't ever release it, but like, how about not right now? You know?
Yeah, right.
But she did it anyway. And she went on the podcast. She was talking about it, talking about the past relationship and how well the book was doing. So now, and this is all allegedly, favorite word, allegedly.
We love it.
And talking about, you know, with Liam, this is obviously all, you know, like allegedly saying that this is coming from her, that he was very manipulative and he did kind of dangle a carrot of death in a way to her, just kind of like talking about certain things and like, you know, I don't know how often he would talk about suicide. Like I said, this is just coming from her. She said that his friends would be like a mother almost, like, you know, hey, you know, he's not in a good mental space right now. Like, can we not do that? And this was all 2 days before his death.
Wait. Like her releasing the book and going on that podcast was 2 days before he died?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's why she's getting a lot of heat. Because they were telling him, like, please don't. He can't handle that right now. So,
ooh, that's, I mean, so tough.
So that's why they're like, was it a suicide? Was it not? But it sounded like he was in such a good place with Kate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know. And then if you're writing letters saying, I'm going to marry you in 1 year, to me, that doesn't sound like you're ready to throw in the towel, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, I guess, that happened so many times that she didn't take him serious, or like she did and was just kind of like, whatever, it's just potential manipulation tactic. And, you know, he told her that he felt like he was going to die young and that's just the way it's going to be. And he told her more than once, you know, I'm probably going to die young. And so it kind of turns out like she's getting a lot of attention and a lot of slack, a lot of hate. His fans are not happy with her because she's talking about it and people are like blaming her for the situation on hand, which, I mean, it's not her fault per se, but however, take accountability that they asked you, please don't release that book. And then you did. And then you run a podcast and you're talking about negativity and how the book is, you know, loosely based on your life. People know you guys were together. It doesn't take much to put 2 and 2 equals 4. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just feel like when it comes to suicide, you have to take it serious. Whether they say it one time or they say it 10 times, if you tell me that you're suicidal today, I'm taking you very serious. And if you tell me you're going to kill yourself, I'm going to take it serious. Even if you don't do it, and you say, I'm fine and I'm better and blah, blah, blah. And you come up to me and tell me again, I'm going to take it serious. Like, you can't just, no matter how many times you say, I think each time you have to believe it. You got to take it serious, you know?
Right. And it's so like critical because like you don't know like when they actually mean it and when they don't. And it's like probably in her case, she probably feels really shitty right now. Not that he did do that. Like, again, I don't know if it was accidental or if it was intentional, but either way, she probably feels shitty that like his family reached out and was like, hey, he's not doing good, can you please just hold off on this? And then she didn't, and then this happens, and it's like,
and then you go on a podcast and you like hype up the book and you do a book press, you know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah, kind of just like egging it all on.
Henry 23 and Payne, they first sparked their rumors of romance in 2018. shortly after he separated from the X Factor judge, Cheryl Cole, with whom he shares a 7-year-old son, Bear. The couple confirmed their romance, and then the following year, they did get engaged in 2020. Shortly after, when Liam was 26, he debuted his romance with Henry. He gushed about their next chapter together. He said they were just really happy. He went on Good Morning America, talked about just how they had their birthday party for their son, and he went to school for the first time, and everything was great. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of firsts for him, which was really great. And then Maya was blindsided by the split. She told E! News that he abruptly ended it with her. She was very upset. They definitely had their fair shares of ups and downs in the relationship. So that got my ticker thinking, like, so was she just a jealous ex? Was she spiteful? Was she bitter? Right.
Was she so mad that she was so surprised? Is that where the book
comes in, you know?
Right.
So who is Maya Henry? She's an influencer, 23. She's the daughter to Azteca?
I think you said it right. Azteca.
Azteca Henry and Thomas Jude Henry, and sister to older brother Thomas Henry. They all got like these. Well, I guess Thomas is kind of, never mind. I was going to say they all got like these extravagant names, but it's
really, oh, yeah,
just a mom.
Thomas. Thomas.
Well, it's like Thomas.
I was trying to make Jude. I was trying to make it like sound extravagant.
Gotcha. She is currently pursuing a creative writing degree at the University of New York and hopes to pursue law school. She was raised in Corpus Christi and relocated to London when she turned 18 to pursue modeling.
Thank you. She has yet, different things going on.
She has yet to speak out about the death. However, in time since their breakup, she's often spoken about their relationship. She told People that upon meeting the stripped-down singer, she found him very charming, sweet, and nice. But she also admitted that when it came to the romance, not everything was a fairy tale. It never is, darling. It never is.
Mm-mm, no.
She said that I definitely choose to forgive a lot of things. When you love someone so much, you have to have those rose-colored glasses. You're in denial, so you think things will stop, and then they don't. And then it just become an issue among issues. So what legal battles were Maya Henry and Liam Payne involved in prior to the singer's death? In days leading up to Liam's death, Henry allegedly asked a lawyer to issue a cease and desist letter to One Direction singer accusing Payne of repeatedly contacting her friends and family. Maya issued the desist last week, as like an emergency letter. They told Daily Mail that on October 16th, they had retained attorneys Marco Crawfield and Daniel Cerna to represent her. At this time, that is her only comment. So I don't know why she obtained a lawyer, but she did.
Maybe just to be on the safe side, since she's like making these allegations, maybe.
Maybe she's getting a lot of heat. Maybe it's about the book. I don't know. Maybe people are, I really don't know.
Yeah, it might be for like multiple reasons too, just for like extra protection around everything that's happened, I guess.
In May, Henry self-published her debut novel, Looking Forward, following Mallory Hunt, a Tennessee native turned fashion model who ends up in a relationship with Oliver Smith, a member of a popular boy band, Five Forward. She's really disguising her life. However, Mallory quickly finds that Oliver is fighting demons behind closed doors. Alongside with the release, Henry noted that the book was inspired by a true event, although she didn't specifically name Payne as inspiration for Oliver. But in months since the book's release, she has since shared insight into the backlash she received from the Run Direction fans. Fans are gonna get you. The fans come for you, man.
They go hard.
See, they do, especially if they love you like some of these do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of her story. And then they said that he was on what they call pink cocaine.
And yeah, I had never heard of it until they were talking about it with him.
And a pink cocaine is a synthetic mixture of drugs, which is typically does not actually include cocaine. The three most common substances that can be found in it are MDMA, ketamine, and 2C-B. And the ketamine, that's what took out Matthew Perry.
Right. That stuff is no joke.
MDMA or ecstasy, so obviously it's an ecstasy, is a common party drug with a stimulant and minor psychedelic, which you were saying earlier, he was kind of on a psychedelic trip.
Yeah.
Ketamine, which is similar and popular, is a powerful anesthetic, which is a dissociative, sedative, hallucinant effect. So that could be why he was so angry. He's probably hallucinating.
Right.
2CB is a less common known substance. It is potent. It's a potent psychedelic drug with a hallucinant and a stimulant effects. MDMA and 2CB are both class A drugs, while ketamine is a class B. The dangerous cocktail makes for an incredible potent experience. It has been linked into a growing number of drug-related deaths in recent years. The drug is typically found in a powder or pill form and is known for its vibrant pink color, artificially added to make it more appealing. A key expert concerns around the pink cocaine says that sometimes it's known as 2G?
Tussie, I think.
And it arises from the unpredictable mixture of substance, each carrying its own risks. While the name may suggest that users will be taking cocaine, it will likely be several other drugs. In conclusion, the ketamine is particularly a concern as abuse of substance can lead to loss of consciousness and a difficulty of breathing, which can lead to a death in some cases, which I don't know why after reading all of that, people think it's a good idea to do this stuff. Like anything that says I may stop breathing and could kill me does not make me want to party with that.
No, I just, yeah, I don't understand. Like to me, when I hear all of that combination of the drugs that he took, it makes me think, you know, not that he was suicidal, but it makes me think he was mentally in a dark place to turn to all those drugs, especially if he was like by himself primarily, you know what I mean? For like most of the night, it's like that you have to be, I feel like you have to be in not a great mental state to turn to doing those drugs, and especially like knowing the effects that they have. And yeah, right. I don't think like we said before, that it was like an act of suicide. I really think, and I think a lot of people think this too, that he was just so like high out of his mind, like hallucinating, like not in a good state of mind at all, and like so confused that it just unfortunately led to him falling off the balcony.
Absolutely. That's kind of what I was thinking too.
Especially if he was in like such a heightened state, you know, of anger and aggression and throwing things, and he had to be carried and he was locking himself in it. Like he had to be so just hyper and like running around, and like that, I just feel like it just makes sense that he just tripped, or I don't know, or leaned too far over and didn't have balance of his body or whatever actually happened. But I feel like unfortunately it was just a horrible, like you said, horrible cocktail of drugs that he chose to take. And it's just so sad that he felt like he needed to take all those drugs to, for whatever his intent on taking them was. I don't know if it was to party or if it was to numb himself, if he was mentally not feeling well or what the case was, but it's just so sad. 'Cause like you said, he's way too young to have lost his life, and his poor son, only 7, losing his dad.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's just, I guess, I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around it, because it sounds like, you know, from Kate's perspective, they were in love and they were happy and marriage was in the talks and they had a great vacation and she was just going to go home and see him in a couple more days, you know?
Right. It makes me think, like, did he hide his drug use from her, or was she kind of just like making it sound a lot better than it was? Or
maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah. Ugh. So sad. I feel the sad. I mean, I just feel so sad for everybody who like knew him and was affected by this, but like, especially his family and his son and everything. It's just heartbreaking. It's what 100%. Like it happens to too many Hollywood people who grow up in the spotlight, kind of crack under pressure.
Yep.
And it makes me sad because just not too long ago, people were really making fun of him for this performance that he did of his song Strip Me Down, and he was doing these like dance moves, and there were just I saw so many videos just making fun of it, and it's like he probably already was struggling to like feel like the high of like the One Direction success on his own, and I just feel like that had to take a huge hit on his ego and mental state as well.
Oh, I'm sure, especially if you're comparing yourself to like Niall Horan and Harry Styles, who've definitely became a bigger household name.
For sure, yeah. Definitely takes a toll. So that's just so sad.
It really is. Well, because of my selfishness of talking about my stories, I took a very long time. So Crystal is going to keep her story a secret, and you're going to have to log in next week to hear her headline.
No selfishness at all. They were both, well, actually all three, because the Beyonce one was in there too. They were all very good stories, and I mean, all really sad, not really good, I guess, but like very detailed and very interesting because
they're all drug related and
yeah, craziness. Just
say no to drugs, people. Just say no.
Yeah, they don't do good things for you, like ever.
We got to get past this pandemic of drug.
Yeah, it's taken way too many lives.
Absolutely.
Just in so many ways, like not even just the drugs alone taking people's lives, but like the accidents and the issues that they cause that, you know, then creates death from that.
Right. Yep. Well, I guess, is that all, folks?
I think that's all.
I think that's all. Okay, well, then tune in next week to where Crystal will take the platform. We will be very, very in tune and excited to hear what she has to say. And on that note, stay creepy. Oh, no.
Yeah, stay creepy.
There's your line. I was supposed to say,
you can take it. You know what I'll say? I'll end it saying, hashtag say no to drugs.
We got to go.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, bae.
Thank you. We love you, Beyonce.